Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Coming up in a bit, we're going to do a little bit of a temperature check. I just want to know where you guys sit midweek. We haven't started the full turn over to Sunday night football. We'll start that tomorrow. I just want to take a little bit of a temperature check to get a feel for where you guys are right now about the Kansas City Chiefs. I looked this up during the commercial break, and I was going to play this cut for you guys. It is kind of startling how quickly the Chiefs offense turned on a dime. I mean, the Chiefs offense from 2018 to 2022 is one of the greatest offenses in the history of the National Football League. The Chiefs averaged 35 points a game in 2018. They averaged 28, 29, 28, 22 for the next 4 years. We're talking about a five-year stretch where the Chiefs basically averaged 29 to 30 points a game. You remember, we used to consider the Chiefs, they were like Golden State Warriors offense. You remember those third quarter blitzes that the Chiefs offense used to have? I mean, just whap, 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 up and down the field. The Chiefs used to have haymaker potential where they felt inevitable in a way. It was kind of like watching a UFC fight, and the fight might be close for a little bit, and then next thing you know, wham, you get kicked upside the head. Next thing you know, you're on your back. The other man's playing the bongos on your face, and now the referee jumps in the middle to stop the fight. Like, that's how the Chiefs' offense used to be. And then there was a shift. 2023, they averaged 21 points per game. In 2024, they averaged 22.6 points per game. So far, early on in the season, the Chiefs are averaging 19 points per game. It is just such a far cry for where this offense used to be and how we used to feel about this offense. Now, a lot of things attribute to that. A lot of you put that on the offensive coordinator. They don't have Tyreek Hill anymore. They don't have prime Travis Kelce. They have some injuries. They have these things happen. So I understand why things have shifted for them offensively. But we are talking about, we have gone from the Chiefs being one of the greatest offenses in the history of the league to being a modern to right now below average offense in today's game. So I want to play this audio for you. This is Nate Tice. He is with Yahoo. He talks about how frustrating the Chiefs offense has been so far this season.
Mahomes has turned into this amazing operator from the pocket and on top of the creation stuff. Okay, now Travis Kelce can't get open on the ad-lib stuff. So, okay, so we got to take away the creation throws. All right, so creation throws are taken out. Okay, now we can't run the ball either. So we take the running the ball out. So now it's just Mahomes scrambling or Mahomes shots. All right, now Xavier Worthy's out, Hollywood Brown's a nothing burger, and we're relying on Tyquan Thornton, Patrick Mahomes to create plays in this offense. Cool. That's a great formula. Sick. And then you look at the staff, and it's a receiver coach that's been like a GA, you know, but and then a Chiefs assistant for 5 years, and a running back coach that's not coaching up anything. So I'm just, you got Matt Nagy still on the staff. So I have no idea. It's very frustrating.
I mean, I think it's hard to really disagree with what Nate Tice is saying. I think it's really, really hard to disagree with them. You might think it's the offensive coordinator. I might think it's the GM and the parts that they've given them. We might just be on different sides of the argument of where we are when it comes to what the problem is. But I think most Chiefs fans would acknowledge, even in the face of how good they've been, man, at a lot of times it's felt like the defense has been carrying this offense, and it has been a lot of Mahomes just making magic, pulling them out of the fire and making one or two plays down the stretch. And right now, the Chiefs just, they haven't made those plays. Both of these games have been close. They haven't gotten dominated, haven't gotten blown out. They've been in these games. The difference is, I think, it's right now, the who you're asking to make those championship plays on your side as opposed to what's on the other side. We can talk about the Chargers. I mean, Quentin Johnson has turned into a legit receiver the first 2 weeks of the season. We all kind of got our jokes off about Quentin Johnston. He didn't look like he could catch early on. Man, he's off to a really, really hot start right now. A guy that they spent a first-round investment on, it looks like he is kind of living up to what some of the expectations were.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladd McConkey, 1,000-yard receiver last year, been good so far. Keenan Allen, a guy that every team in the league had a chance to go get. He was just sitting there on a one-year deal in August. He goes back to the Chargers. He's been good so far early in the season. We don't got to mention all of the weapons on the Philadelphia Eagles. They might have the most complete and well-rounded offense in the National Football League. Right now, because of the injuries that the Chiefs have, man, you're really relying on Tyquan Thornton to make plays. You're really relying on, man, we hope that we can get something from Jalen Royals. That is just a far cry from where this thing started, where, I mean, when this thing first was, I mean, Kareem Hunt was your running back, and you had Sammy Watkins as your third option at wide receiver whenever he decided to play. Now, I get it. The salary cap, you got to take some things away, and the Chiefs have just shifted that money. They've shifted a lot of that money toward the offensive and defensive line and kind of building up those things and kind of mix and matching parts when it comes to the skill position players. I want to see them at some point get back to that and just trying to give Pat more, trying to give Pat more talent at the wide receiver room, trying to get Pat more talent in the running back room, and kind of get back to where they were with the quick strike, big play offense. I told you guys this over the summer. I'll say it again. Explosive plays come from explosive players, and they just don't have that many of those players currently on their roster.
I think, and we can argue until we're blue in the face, me, you, the text line, about who the singular culprit of the problem is. But I think Nate Tice laid it out perfectly there. I think all the ingredients create one giant pot of blame. I don't think Matt Nagy is without blame. I know you've defended Matt Nagy. I can't believe that you think he is zero blame. I think Nate Tice laid it out. The wide receiver coach, who I remember 2 years ago, the text line wanted fired every single week, is still the same wide receiver coach, and their wide receivers are just, eh. Travis Kelce. I know people got mad at this show because we said, hey, he might be slowing down. I think it's pretty clear now. Travis Kelce is slowing down. The offensive line, last season had issues. This season they've been pretty good, but they still start basically a rookie at left guard and rookie at left tackle. Let's see how that goes over the course of the season. It's like all the ingredients coming together for this perfect storm of mediocrity, and it just feels like, yes, we can argue forever about who is the singular person to blame, but in reality, everyone has a hand in this problem. Everyone has to shoulder some blame, and all the people shouldering blame need to be part of the reason it gets fixed. Matt Nagy, wide receiver coach, offensive line coach, Travis Kelce finding the fountain of youth. Everyone who is part of the blame game needs to be part of the solution, because 21 points a game from Patrick Mahomes is bad.
No, you're 100% right, and this is where I'll defend Nagy maybe where some other people won't. And remember, I said this after the Super Bowl, and a lot of people were kind of jumping on me and saying, oh, you're making excuses for the Chiefs. I don't think that's what it is. If we look at Sunday's game and the players that touch the football and the players that make plays, you tell me in their offense where they have guys that you would consider them to be in their prime. Because when the Chiefs' offense was great and when it functioned, I could name four or five players you thought that they were in their prime. They were at their peak. Now, the guys that you think could be there or entering that are currently hurt. Rashee Rice is 25 years old. That's kind of when you start to hit your prime. You're in your third year. If you have a big third year, that's when you're in line to get a new contract. Xavier Worthy, who had a very productive rookie season, you bring him back. So you remove those two guys from your offense, you don't have anybody else that you would consider to be in their prime. I know Isaiah Pacheco is still on his rookie deal. He does not seem to me like a running back that is in his prime anymore. It seemed like he was in his prime 2 years ago, but injuries, time, eroding offensive line, lack of vision, whatever you think it is, you cannot look at Isaiah Pacheco and think you are watching the same running back that you watched 2 years ago. He's not that player. Kareem Hunt is 30 years old and a running back. He's not in his prime. You then go up and down the receivers that got catches. Travis Kelce led them in receiving yards. He turns 36 in 3 weeks. Tyquan Thornton. If Tyquan Thornton is your best wide receiver, you have a very lacking room at this point. Hollywood's not in his prime anymore. Nico Remigio, Juju Smith-Schuster. So I'm looking at their offense, and part of me is just like, yes, we can get mad at Matt Nagy. The difference in Matt Nagy and Eric Bieniemy is Bieniemy had four guys who were in their prime, two or first ballot Hall of Famers. You've given Matt Nagy basically for the last year when it comes to offensive coordinator, they didn't have their number one option. They've had virtually no run game for the last year. I don't know what more you think you can cook up with this offense based on what it is. So that's why I think we all are kind of hopeful for, all right, fast forward a month, let's see what this looks like. You get back your 25-year-old, you get back your 23-year-old, hopefully Jalen Royals is in the offense, you got an up-and-coming guy, you can figure out something to do. But, I mean, it is time to turn this roster over, and I think the Chiefs have gotten too comfortable with guys that know the system. Yeah, it's great to have guys that know the system, but you got to move on from Hollywood Brown and move on from the Juju Smith-Schusters. And if you look at all of the top offenses in the league, it's built around very talented 25 to 28-year-olds. That's not what Kansas City's offense appears to be built around right now. And some of that is due to injuries. Some of that is just due to they've kind of put their resources in drafts. They've put it in other spots.
We agree there. I do agree, and when we have these arguments, I don't want it to ever seem like I don't think it's any of the Jimmys and Joes. I don't want it to be like it's 100% this and none of that. You're right, and Nate Tice called Hollywood Brown a nothing burger. That might be a dramatic statement, but he's a 28-year-old who's been just whatever for the Chiefs outside of one game where he got a billion targets. Juju Smith-Schuster, you call him washed. You call him done in the league. The stats would back that up. Travis Kelce in regression. Jimmys and Joes are definitely part of the equation. Brett Veach is definitely part of the equation here for why the offense has regressed. But even within those 3 years, because it's not a two-game regression, Carrington. It's a two-plus season regression.
I agree with that.
And in those two-plus seasons, you're right. Some of the guys on the team right now are out of their prime. They had guys on the roster in their prime during that run, and the offense is still in regression. So that's where I think the Nagys, the wide receiver coaches, the Andy Reid, the coaching staff has to shoulder some of the blame, because it's not like this is a three-game problem. This has been a three-year problem now, so I think everyone has a bit of a hand in it, more than just who's on the roster in 2025.
I think some of it kind of goes back to just roster building in. You know, it was a point that you and I made during the NFL draft season. Some of it is just you just got to take more shots. They haven't taken a lot of shots at running back.
Or receiver, for that matter.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, they've taken far more shots at wide receiver than taking a running back. Now, I get it. There's more that you keep on the roster. But, I mean, over the last 4 seasons, they've drafted 2 running backs in the 7th round.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.